Yevamos Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. Bas Yisrael Shenises L'Koyin, a Bas Yisrael that married a Koyin, V'Hichnis Aloy Avodim. Again, like we explained in Mishnah Aleph, a Bas Yisrael that marries a Koyin has a din mid'oraisa t'truma. Whatever she brings into the marriage has a din of Achilas Truma because she now has a din of a Kehenes. It's important to point out, we spoke out of Mishnah Aleph, that an Eved of a Koyin is called Kinyan Kasboy, but an Isha, a wife of a Koyin, was also called Kinyan Kasboy, but there's something fundamentally different about the two of them. This is again when you learn Ksubas Daf Nun Vav, we'll speak it out. The way the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnah says it in the first Perek in Gittin, he explains that for a woman who's married to a Koyin to get a get, is a choiv because she loses the right to truma. She had a status of a kehenes. She had a status of a kehenes. To lose a special, a privileged status is a loss. She, when she marries a kohen, she becomes called Torah Bebesoy, she's now a kehenes. She has her own din to truma. An eved of a kohen, there's nothing special about the eved. He's not a miyuchas. The point is only because he's owned by the kohen. The same way, if there's truma tmeya, the aloch of truma tmeya is it's fed to the behemoth of a kohen. So an Eved of a Kohen is Kinyan Kasboy, therefore, Lamashal, let's say, losing that status, didn't lose anything of its own. It's not his status. It's the Odin status. This is the words of the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in the end of the first Perek in Gittin. So the Mishnah over here says this din of Bas Yisrael Shenises L'Kohen, she now is a Kohenes. V'chniso le'avodim ben avdim luk ben avdi tzem baz, arelu yechli v'truma. Even if the avodim are hers, she has a din to truma. She's a Kohenes. Therefore, doesn't make a difference if the avodim are nichsim v'luk or nichsim tzem bazel. She has also has a din. Therefore, both of them are yitruma. Ubas koyin she nisis li Yisrael. Here's fakert. She was a kehenes, but now she's married to a Yisrael. The din of a bas koyin who marries a Yisrael is that while she's in the marriage, she has his din of being a Yisrael. Therefore, v'chnisa loy ben avdi v'luk ben avdi tzem bazel ve'lo yechlu b'truma because she doesn't have a din of a kehenes. How does she have a din to go back to being a kehenes? If the marriage is finished, either gerushin or misa, and she has no children, that's called the marriage is over. If she has children from her husband, the Yisrael, she retains the status of his mishpacha. She stays in the family. She stays married to him through her children. Mishnah Gimel. Bas Yisrael shenises l'koyin. Or Bas Yisrael shenises l'koyin, she has the status of a kehenes. Vomeis. He died. What's the halacha? The way the Torah says in Parshas Emor is that if she has children from the Kohen, we spoke out before in Mishnah Beis, if she's a Bas Kohen, can she go back to her status as a Kehenes? Could she be Shovel Beis Ovio? Here we have the Fakert. We have a Bas Yisrael who wants to stay a Kohenes. She was married to a Kohen. He died. She's an Almona. Does she stay a Kohenes? If he left her over children, she stays married to him through her children. So what's the halacha umeis v'nicha mi'uberes? Here we see there's something in between. Uber has a din that even if she's going to have a child from this kohen, right now the Uber is not Michael Betruma. Does not give her or the avodim that they belong to. Remember, the father died, so Yerusha is sons that exist and also sons that will be born. An Uber has a din Yerusha. But he doesn't have a din yet. He's not a kohen. He will be a kohen when he's born, but he's not a kohen yet. The Gemara explains that what we're talking about over here, the Bas Yisrael, her husband died. She actually has other children. She definitely has a din of a kohenes. But there's a small problem. Part of the avodim that are owned by her husband are owned partially by the Uber, because he has a din to be Yerush with his older siblings that were alive when the father died. But right now, part of the Eved is an Eved of Azar. Uber b'me'ima has din of Azar. Therefore, lo yechlo avodeo b'truma. Mipnei chelke shel Uber. Because of the chelke of the Eved that's belonged by the Uber. Sheho Uber poisel v'enei machel. The Uber can passel. It's called ownership, but it's not called ownership with the kedusha of kehuna. Chazal call that poisel v'enei machel, divrei Reb Yosi. Now what we're talking about over here is nichsei tzoim barzel. Nichsei tzoim barzel belong to the husband. If it's avde melug, the avde melug, like we've said in the last two mishnayos, belong to her. If they belong to her, she's definitely a cheles b'truma. She has other children. The problem is the avodim that are owned by her husband. Her husband died. He's mayush those avodim to his children. Part of the avod is owned by the uba. The uba is part of Vayne Michael de Reb Yosi. Omru loy, say back to Chachomim, me'acha she'adet olonu abbas Yisrael l'koyin. Since you told us on abbas Yisrael l'koyin, that when she has a mu'uberes, that ubor can passel, but it's not Michael. Then the din has to be also that av bas koyin l'koyin v'meis. What happens if she has her own din without being married to the koyin? She's a bas koyin. She rather also happens to be married to a koyin. V'meis v'nicho mu'uberes again. If you say that an unborn child doesn't have a din kohuna to be Michael, that his avodim could be eichel betruma, so l'chayt should be the din le'eichel avodim betruma, nechelka shaluba. Why is this halacha mentioned as bas Yisrael shenis l'kayin? She herself has a din. She has other children. The shayla is only the chelik of the eved that's owned by the uber. Why shouldn't that be true by a bas koyin l'kayin? The Gemara brings that the pasuk that Rabbi Yosi Dashen, the pasuk that Chacham understood Rabbi Yosi Dashen, was v'yelid beisoy heim yoichlu. V'yelid beisoy, those that are born, heim yachilu, they could give to eat the avodim. The avodim could eat mikoyach belonging to their odoin, but only if he's born. Only yelid beisoy is yachilu. Somebody who's not born yet, even though he has ownership of the avodim, he's poisul v'enim yoichlu. Sometimes that the Chachamim argue, b'chlam, the whole idea, They're saying of a man of shach to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds and a chanami. Yilid beisoy poisel v'enei Michael. The chacham hold no. The chacham hold that to the extent that they're not Michael, it also means that they're not really the odin of the eved. So they don't have a din to pasul either. Right now, the kohen died. The avodim that he has, or the avodim that his wife brought into the marriage, that nixitz and basil that belong to him, are owned by his three children that were alive when he was born, when he passed away. The child that will be born later on in 3-4 months from now doesn't have now a bailus. Therefore, for the next 3-4 months, they, the sons, are Michael. When the child who was born is born, so then he's also Michael. So it's any poisel, and any Michael. He's not an owner. This is the opinion of some Hashem. Lamai says, Machlex the Rif and the Rosh here. Some taina that there has to be a chilik between, somebody has to own the Eved. So it depends. If there are other children, like the case the way we just said, it's the other children own the Eved. What happens if the only child that this Kohen who died left over is only the Uber B'mei Imoi, B'mei Ishtoi? So then Behechrach, the owner of the Eved, is the Uber. And then the Chacham also ask him to a problem with Yelid Beisoi. They'll also darshan that the pasuk Yelid Beis is only a kohen who was born has a din to be Michael. So if the only survivor of the kohen Shemais is only the Uber Shebemei Ishtoi, then by definition the ownership is only by the Uber, and that ownership is Paisel V'Enei Michael. They're not arguing, the Chum don't argue on the concept itself, Paisel V'Enei Michael, just in a case with the other brothers. They hold that the brother who's Bemei Imoi, the Uber, is not yet the owner of the Eved. That's where their machlokes is. So that's the machlokes Yushanim over here.